Dear shareholders, dear shareholder representatives, dear employees, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to the 89th Annual General Meeting of BMW AG on my behalf and also on that of my colleagues on the Board of Management. I would also like to welcome all the investors and spectators who are following this event via the Internet. The world in which we live has changed, and the BMW Group also has to change. That is what I told you last year. And nothing, absolutely nothing, has changed about that. The BMW Group needs to change, and we do this in view of our history and our tradition. We have been on the market for over 90 years, and only 3% of all German companies are more than 50 years old. For us here and today, it is decisive that we will continue to follow our successful path in the decades to come. The BMW Group, your company, has worked hard on establishing important prerequisites, and we've done this on our own wits and as an independent company. The BMW Group today is a company that thinks and acts globally, but has fixed roots. The BMW Group has a sound financial footing. The BMW Group is the world's most sustainable car manufacturer. No other company in our industry matches our economic use of resources. The BMW Group is the premium car manufacturer whose fleet has by far the lowest CO2 emissions. And let's be honest, who would have thought that we could do something like this? The BMW Group has fulfilled its voluntary commitment, the voluntary commitment of the European Automotive Manufacturers Association, ACEA, and has until the end of 2008 even reduced CO2 emissions by more than 25%. We will also reach the new performance requirements for the years 2012 and 2015. That means we will not have to pay excess penalty fees to Brussels. And last but not least, with our strategy number one, the BMW Group has clear targets and a clear vision reaching to the year 2020. All these points are a sign and the result of our change process, and I think that speaks for our BMW Group. You, dear shareholders, have supported us in this process, and I would like to thank you for this on behalf of my colleagues on the Board of Management, as well as on behalf of all employees of the BMW Group. I would like to thank you for your trust and commitment, particularly in these difficult times. Our business is the premium segment and individual mobility in the premium segment. This will be the foundation for our future growth and for future profits. This is the foundation that we can safeguard our independence and secure jobs. People and society as a whole want to have cars, but on different terms. We understood this early on and acted accordingly, and our strategy number one is our answer. Ever since the fall of 2007, we have taken all the consequences in order to go through this strategic realignment. In 2004, we were charting the right course for the future, and also in the first months of 2009, we put into action numerous projects that, over the long term, will pay off. Our entire industry is in a period of a fundamental shift. The economic crisis is just accelerating this change. Insolvencies, partial nationalizations, mergers and acquisitions. Now, values are growing more and more important in public awareness, and these values have always been at the core of BMW's group's entrepreneurial spirit. We plan for the long term and act responsibly. We do not plan or act from one quarter to the next, but we consider the interest and importance of all groups involved in our company's success. That's what we call stakeholder approach, and you, as our shareholders, benefit from this approach. As a company, we are just as much a part of society as our customers. And that is why we assume social responsibility. Our business is the premium segment, and premium means responsibility. In acting the way we do, we have a share in keeping the trust of people in the free market economy and the actors in the free market economy. For the BMW Group, this economic crisis is not the first challenge. We mastered the sale of Rover in the year 2002. We overcame the period of weak sales in 1992 and 93. We defied the oil crisis in 1973, and at the time, acting completely anti-cyclical, we opened our plant in Dingolfing. And December 2009 will mark the 50th anniversary of the legendary BMW AGM at which Herbert Quandt and Kurt Golder gave BMW its independence. Our successes, just as much as the challenges of the past, have shaped us and have turned us into the company that we are today. In the current situation, two things are of paramount importance. The first point is we will navigate our company through these difficult times with determination and foresight, and we remain at the wheel and act with due measure. And the second point is that we will continue to invest in new products and technologies for the mobility of tomorrow. German Federal President Horst Köhler said, and I want to quote him, "A crisis, as bad as it may be, will also yield new and great things. This crisis is about finding new solutions for a new era." End of quote. We, ladies and gentlemen, believe in ourselves, and we also believe in the future of the BMW Group, and I'm convinced that you do so as well. I would like to mention a few focal points. The first point, how did we tackle the business year 2008? Second question, how are we dealing with the current situation? And thirdly, how are we going to position the BMW Group in the future? Let me come straight to the first point. The business year 2008 was characterized by two developments. In the first half of the year, we were able to increase our retail volume, and in the first half of the year, we recorded earnings before taxes of approximately 1.4 billion euros, which was down 35% from the first half of 2007. Our business development in the first half of the year was burdened by external factors such as additional risk provisions and extraordinary RH expenditure. But we were able to compensate for these efforts. Without the additional expenditure, our result would have exceeded that of the first half of 2007 by about 190 million euros. And the group return on sales adjusted would have been at 7%. In the second half of the year, the effects of the financial and economic crisis increased pressure on our retail volumes, the prices, and the leasing business from month to month. Especially in the fourth quarter, we felt the full weight of the crisis. And these are our most important figures in detail. Automobile retail. Well, we delivered more than 1.43 million vehicles to customers, which is the second best result in our company's history. No other premium manufacturer in 2008 sold more vehicles than BMW. Mini and Rolls-Royce achieved new record sales. And we were able to raise our share in the global premium segment to more than 25%. Motorcycles. The motorcycle business unit contributed to the BMW Group success in 2008. More than 101,600 BMW motorcycles were delivered in 2008. The figure is almost as high as in 2007, and this against the declining overall market. BMW Motorrad is the most important European manufacturer of large motorcycles these days. Our brand Husqvarna Motorcycles also had a positive development. In the first year since the acquisition of this brand by BMW, more than 13,500 units were delivered, which was up 31% from the previous year. In 2008, Husqvarna was the world's fastest growing motorcycle brand. So it was the right decision to acquire Husqvarna to extend our portfolio. My next point, revenues. BMW Group revenues last year declined by 5% to 53.2 billion euros. Therefore, our EBIT for 2008, so earnings before interest and taxes, was clearly positive at 921 million euros. The pre-tax profit stood at 351 million, and this is more than 90% below the figure of 2007. The reasons for this development are the following. First, the decline in sales. And second, the extraordinary expenses of over 2.4 billion euros that came above all from risk provisions for residual values in the leasing business and for credit losses, as well as the HR compensation program. Our net profit for the year? Well, we were able to achieve a profit in an increasingly difficult economic environment. Our net profit was 330 million euros, so a reduction of about 90% compared to the previous year. You know that we had much more ambitious plans, but it's a fact that we fought day by day. We continually challenged ourselves and our employees. And despite the challenging conditions, we were able to record a profit at the end of the business year 2008. Our employees worked much harder than you can see from these key figures. And this is one of the reasons why we are in a much better shape today than many of our competitors. And I would like to thank all the employees worldwide for their outstanding dedication, and I hope that I'm also speaking on your behalf, ladies and gentlemen. Dear shareholders, from politicians we've heard that in these hard times it might be the right step to waive dividend payments. I can tell you that's not our path. That's not our understanding of shareholder value. That's not our understanding of a fair participation of our shareholders in the company's success. In 2008, we achieved a positive result, and we are convinced of our operational strength. You, as the owners of this company, have a right to benefit from our performance in the business year 2008. But I'm certain that you will understand that the dividend for 2008 should be more modest than the one in the previous year. That's why the Board of Management and the Supervisory Board propose to issue as a dividend the net profit for the year 2008 in the amount of 197 million euros. This would result in a dividend of 30 cents per ordinary share and 32 cents per preferred share. This is less than in the past, this is true, but we think that the step is necessary and justifiable. Of the long term, we want to participate you as our shareholders in the company's success in a way that is acceptable. You, our shareholders, will be receiving a smaller dividend, but both BMW Group executives and employees will also earn less money for the business year 2008 as well, although they worked very hard. The executives will not receive a corporate bonus for 2008, and employees will not receive a profit share bonus this year. We always paid out one of the highest profit sharing bonuses in the German industry, and you as our shareholders supported this. But, ladies and gentlemen, success-based payments require one thing, and that is success. The strong decline in our group's business performance affects all the group's employees. The higher the position, the stronger the bonus compensation component. This is the right approach, and this is what we want. Everyone at BMW Group is aware of the financial effects and knows that they are the result of these challenging economic times. But despite this, our employees were highly motivated and determined to deliver top performance. And that's exactly what I think or what I expect from them. Ladies and gentlemen, for you as shareholders, the dividend is important, as is the BMW share price. And last year, I had promised you that we would work hard on this matter, hard and intensively. For the stock markets in 2008, there was mainly one direction, and it was down. Against this backdrop, the BMW shares held up quite well. Let's take a closer look at the year 2008. On the last trading day of the year, BMW's ordinary shares were traded at 49% below their price at the end of 2007. Compared to other European car manufacturers, BMW's ordinary shares were among the most successful. When we look at the last 12 months, so the 12 months since the last AGM, the BMW stock outperformed both the DAX index and the industry index Prime Automobile. If we look at the development from the beginning of 2009 to yesterday's share price at market closing, we can see that BMW's ordinary shares rose by 10.2% compared to the end of 2008, and the preferred shares increased by 15.1% over the same period, whereas German DAX index declined by 1.7% in the same period, and the Automotive Industry Prime Index also decreased by 2.9%. Upon announcement of the company's first quarter figures on May 6th of this year, BMW ordinary shares rose even by 30% compared to the last trading day in 2008. The latest stock price development reflects our strong focus on the liquidity, free cash flow and operating promise performance. And for BMW Group, this trend is a promise for the future and the proof that we are on the right track. That brings me to my second focal point. This current economic situation requires, above all, financial stability. You can clearly see in our competitive environment how important liquidity is these days. Our group's financial footing is absolutely sound. At the end of 2008, our liquidity was at 8.1 billion euros. And in the first quarter of 2009, we were even able to improve our liquidity to approximately 10 billion euros. This is on par with the liquidity of the Volkswagen Group with its much larger business volume. Our free cash flow was also clearly positive in the first quarter at 220 million euros. That gives us financial security, and it also enables us and gives us leeway we need to share our future. This high liquidity is an example that clearly shows that much earlier than other car manufacturers, we initiated countermeasures to offset the effects of the economic crisis, and we acted with foresight and determination, which is now paying off. There are further examples that clearly show this. First of all, in our financial services business, we adjusted quickly to the changing situation. Already in the first and second quarter of 2008, we established provisions against decreasing residual values and credit losses. In addition, we changed the focus of our activities in this area from leasing towards loan financing. But to do without leasing wouldn't be an option. Customers expect this kind of offers, especially in markets such as the United States. And leasing customers, by the way, are very loyal customers. The second point, we were able to reduce our costs, investments and capital expenditure per vehicle without affecting the high quality of our vehicles. Quite to the contrary, according to the 2008 crash statistics or damage statistics of the German Automobile Associations. Our models were among the best cars. For the second time in a row, the BMW X3 ranked first in the category of quality. But let me return to the costs. I had instructed all divisions and areas to tap into further efficiency potentials. And the result was that our fixed costs in 2008 were actually below the level of 2007. So the measures in the framework of our strategy number one are taking effect. And in the first quarter of 2009, our costs have further declined. So we are hitting two birds with one stone. On the one hand side, we're optimizing the current cost structure, and at the same time, we are building a sound foundation for our profitability for the years to come. The cost of material were also significantly reduced, and we did not do this against, but in cooperation with our suppliers. Our aim was to reduce material costs by 4 million billion euros for 2012, and we will clearly exceed this goal. You know the developments in the supplier market. Reliable and healthy suppliers are vital to our business success. Therefore, we have established an internal supplier risk management system. If necessary, we will be able to take preventive measures together with our suppliers and other partners. Thirdly, we were able to reduce inventory levels substantially. We follow through with our principle, no production that doesn't correspond with demand. As early as 2008, we throttled production in our German plants and reduced the inventories, while our competitors continued in this period to build up new stock and new inventories. Over the first 3 months of 2009, we produced fewer vehicles than we delivered. So we delivered more than we produced. Therefore, by the end of March, we had reduced our inventory levels even more. Since the beginning of 2009, we introduced temporary short-time work, and the Board of Management and the Works Council reached a mutual agreement on this point very quickly. Especially in difficult times like these, the BMW way turns out to be efficient. Management and employees cooperate in a constructive and solution-oriented manner. As a company that's focused on the long term, we want to cooperate and safeguard the jobs of our permanent staff. In our Regensburg plant, last Monday, we were able to terminate the period of short-time work ahead of schedule, and I'm delighted to tell you that from the beginning of June, in our Leipzig plant, we will return to two-shift operations. There is a strong demand for the BMW 1 Series that is produced in Leipzig, and in Germany, we are benefiting slightly from the government's scrappage incentive there. And in Leipzig, in our Leipzig plant, we want to start the production of the new BMW X1 in September. So in retrospect, it's clear that we were able to master this situation so well because we started to lay off temporary workers and we also offered voluntary redundancy to permanent staff as early as 2008. The fourth point, with regards to job reductions, we exceeded our target. That was a tough step to take, but unfortunately it was necessary. And it came just at the right point in time. Towards the end of 2008, our headcount, compared to the previous year, had decreased by 7,498. All areas were streamlined. So in the future, our personnel costs will therefore be reduced by 500 million euros per year. But on the other hand, we still continue to hire new staff, primarily engineers. In 2008, we created 226 new positions. For 2009, we are planning to recruit a few hundred new employees in particular segments. And we continue to train young people even in these difficult times. As of the 31st of December 2008, we employed 4,102 apprentices, most of them in Germany. And Our apprentices make up more than 5% of our workforce. In 2009, we will once again be hiring 1,100 young people to train with us. That is the social responsibility a la BMW Group, and I'm sure you approve of this approach, dear shareholders.
We have implemented all these activities and many more with determination. This is now at our advantage. Once again, the first quarter of 2009 required us to stand our ground in a very difficult environment. And we had to. Our retail plunged by 21% in the first 3 months of the year. Nevertheless, we outperformed the premium segment as a whole. Group EBIT is only slightly negative at minus 55 million euros. As we all know, at the beginning of 2008, the global economy was in much better shape than it is today. The media's response was thus positive throughout. Spiegel headline, BMW's loss lower than expected. Handelsblatt reads, BMW's efforts are taking hold. And ID Online complimented, BMW demonstrates its crisis management skills. But these figures also show that it is much too early to see the end of the tunnel. The economic forecasts continue to be critical, and that is why we will continue to act in the here and now. We will have a clear focus on the markets. We plan to sustain and strengthen our market share in the individual countries. We're securing a strong starting position in the race for strategically important markets. Let us take the U.S. market as an example. Our activities on the U.S. market are bearing fruit. For the very first time, our BMW brand outsold Lexus on the American market on the first quarter of 2009. BMW is now the best-selling premium brand in the U.S. There is still enormous potential on the U.S. market. We are spending $750 million on the expansion of our plant in Spartanburg. We are going to produce the successor of the BMW X3 there. Our American BMW dealerships plan to invest a total of $300 million this year. An important growth market is China. China replaced the U.S. as the world's largest automotive market in the first quarter of 2009. And in China, the share of the premium segment in the overall market is only 1 to 2% right now. We're accepting this challenge and capitalizing on our strength to create further market growth. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we're making the best use of this period to prepare your company for the business upturn. This crisis will truly demonstrate who has done their homework and who has not. Our strategic approach remains focused on the long term. Which brings me to the third and last point of today. How do we plan to position BMW Group in the future? As shareholders, I'm sure you'd like to know what is in store for the automotive industry. Let me say this, that we are on the upward trend. The global car market and the demand for premium vehicles will rebound. This is shown by all forecasts, and this is what we expect. However, the general understanding of premium will change. And we have to be prepared for that as well. With its three brands, BMW, Mini and Rolls-Royce, the BMW Group is the only car manufacturer whose portfolio focuses exclusively on the premium segment, from the small car segment to the ultra-luxury class. We're taking the term premium to the next level. We define premium for the future. Premium is sustainable. Premium is efficient. Premium is innovative. Premium is design. And premium is the future. BMW Group is on the cutting edge in all these areas. First of all, premium is sustainable. BMW's group is the most sustainable automotive manufacturer today. Future mobility requires a new balance between individual and ecological requirements. This applies to both drive systems and production processes. In 2008, we marked the fourth consecutive year that the Dow Jones Sustainable Index ranked the BMW Group as the automotive industry's global sustainable leader. You, as our shareholders, stand to benefit from our commitment as the capital markets increasingly recognize and appreciate sustainability as a value driver. We have anchored sustainability in our production with our approach Clean Production, and we will continue to set ourselves ambitious targets. We plan to reduce the consumption of energy, water, sewage, solvent emissions, as well as waste in our international production network by another 30% between 2006 and 2012. This is responsibility that pays off for us, for you, and for the world in which we live. Secondly, premium is efficient. No other car manufacturer has reduced fleet emissions further than BMW Group. The Federal Motor Transport Authority in Germany has confirmed our lead in the field of emission reduction. The average fuel consumption of our BMW and Mini cars in Germany is 5.9 liters per 100 kilometers. This corresponds to a carbon emission of approximately 158 grams per kilometer. On average, newly registered cars in Germany emit 165 CO2 per kilometer. The BMW's fleet emissions are lower than those of Germany's number of one mass manufacturer and on par with car manufacturers whose portfolios primarily consist of small cars. I consider this as a convincing achievement. Let our competitors match that if they can.
Geschafft haben wir das.
This is what we call efficient dynamics at work. 49 BMW and Mini models comply with the strict EO5 emission requirements. BMW 330D with the optional BMW Blue Performance technology even meets the EO6 standard taking effect in 2014. Sheer driving pleasure starts at 4.4 liters per 100 kilometers. And 118 grams of CO2 per kilometer. This is the performance data of BMW's new entry-level model, the BMW 116D. With a BMW Mini, you can travel much farther than with comparable models by our competitors. That means for 100 euros with Mini 1, you get from Munich to Gothenburg, with a BMW 123D from Munich to Madrid. A BMW 320 takes you from Munich to Athens, and a BMW 740i from Munich to Rotterdam. These are based on test drives, and this is all thanks to efficient dynamics. Premium is innovative. Our innovative models set new standards. Three examples. Number one, the new BMW 7 Series. It's the absolute best car on the market right now. Our flagship model and its innovations are popular with both customers and press. When Automotor and Sport recently chose their best cars of the year 2009, the new 7 Series dominated the luxury class, not least of all due to its efficiency. The 73D only consumes 7.2 liters of diesel per 100 kilometers. In Europe, the new BMW 7 Series is already the segment leader, although it was launched only a few months ago. Germany alone, sales of the new 7 Series were up more than 80% in the first 4 months of 2009 compared to last year's figures. At the same time, competitors saw their sales deteriorating. By the way, in Austria, the federal and state governments are now driving BMW. namely the 7330 and the 520D, the most environmentally friendly cars in their respective segments. Thanks to the new cars, the Austrian government will reduce carbon emissions by 43 tons a year, which I feel is a strong argument for our innovative spirit and capabilities. Number two, the new BMW 5 Series Gran Turismo. This is the contemporary interpretation of the sedan concept. The 5 Series Gran Turismo is going to define an entirely new segment. Its unique variability will attract new customer groups when it goes on sale in fall. As I see it, the 5 Series Gran Turismo is premium at its most innovative. And number three, in November, our X model series will be complemented by the BMW X1. This highly innovative vehicle will help the BMW brand address new customers as well. Premium is design. In this era, we are without a doubt the trendsetters. Just look at the new BMW C4 that arrived at the dealerships last Saturday. It clearly demonstrates our trendsetting design philosophy and design language. For its contemporary interpretation of the classic roadster form, the new C4 received the American Ice On Design Award at the beginning of the year. In June, both the new BMW C4 and the BMW Z Series are going to receive the renowned Red Dot Award. Please allow me to quote from the jury statement about the new 7 Series. It convinced jurors with its harmonious combination of elegance, sporting flair, and strong presence. I couldn't have said it better. At a Mini brand, design is also a major stimulus for buying decisions. 50 years ago, the first Mini rolled off the assembly line in England. But it was the BMW Group who catapulted the iconic design of Mini successfully into the 21st century following the brand's integration into the group. The same is true for Rolls-Royce. For Rolls-Royce, we adapted the form of its classic car and the special tradition of this ultra-luxury brand to our times. The Phantom Coupé and the Phantom Drophead Coupé attests to that. All our three brands, each of its own accord, are unique thanks to their extraordinary design. Number five, premium is the future. We are on the forefront when it comes to new technologies and new mobility concepts. This includes hybrid technology, electric drives, and mobility solutions for the world's megacities. The first two BMW hybrid models are scheduled to go into series production this year. The new BMW 7 Series is a mild hybrid, and the BMW X6 as a full hybrid. The zero-emission electric drive Mini E is the first result of Project I. And it gives us a clear competitive advantage in technological respects, as the Mini E already has a maximum of 250 kilometers and 204 hp. And in trial, as the Mini E will undergo a major road test by customers in Germany, the US, and the UK. There are high expectations regarding electric mobility. California is a pioneer in this field in the US. Governor Schwarzenegger was impressed when I presented the Mini E to him in Los Angeles. But we need to remain realistic and reasonable. Since it will take many years before electric cars will be a common sight on the roads. First of all, electric cars cannot meet all the various mobility demands. And secondly, there are many unresolved issues regarding affordable technology, battery life cycles, infrastructure are just a few of them. Currently, car makers, energy providers, politicians, our society are going through a learning process.
Unsere langfristige Strategie ist nachhaltige Mobilität.
Our long-term goal is sustainable mobility. Mini-E will provide us with relevant findings for the next step of Project I, the Megacity Vehicle. You might ask yourself, what is this supposed to be? Just trust our creativity. There will be surprising solutions out there, but fact is, you will be able to decide what kind of drive system they prefer, a fully electric drive or a high-efficiency combustion engine for your megacity vehicle. This vehicle will be the first of many near-zero emission vehicles. Imagine both single and double-lane vehicles. I know all that sounds like a dream in the faraway future, but it isn't. We are planning to start series production for the first vehicles of this kind and bring them to the market in the first half of the next decade. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we offer our customers by far the most efficient premium vehicles. Those who drive BMW, Mini or Rolls-Royce, or maybe soon one of our megacity vehicles, can continue to drive guilt-free. Sheer driving pleasure is highly emotional experience. And obviously, pleasure is one of the best feelings people can have. So we want to enhance the emotional effect our customers have when driving our vehicles. For this reason, we're going to launch a new ad campaign for BMW brand in early summer. We are going to start in Germany and some selected other European countries. We also want to be in the lead with regard to new technologies. This is why we will continue to invest considerable amounts in developing new realms of mobility. We are able to do this because we have the financial headroom, we have the necessary expertise, and also we have highly motivated employees with outstanding ideas. Just look at the current situation in our industry. Mergers and even a marriage made in heaven, as fight boss Marchione calls it, are on the order of the day. BMW Group, on the other hand, has existed for over 90 years, and this is because we have always charted our own course. Size is no guarantee for success. In many cases, it is best to use one's wits and intelligence. This is what the US business magazine Fortune recently wrote about the BMW Group. We are confident and determined. We will continue to chart our own course in the future and our own and independently. Corporations, yes, we will remain this an integral part of our strategy, but not at the expense of our independence. A corporation always needs to result in a win-win situation for both parties. We successfully cooperated with PSA in the field of engine production for our mini cars. We will extend our cooperation with Daimler in the purchase of parts and components. And when it comes to Mini E, there will be a close cooperation with various energy providers. We're going to continue the implementation of our strategy number one. We are already harvesting the first fruits of these efforts today. But it will be mostly in the medium term that the activities initiated in the past few months will have a positive impact on our business operations. I'm not giving away a secret when I tell you that our three best-selling model series are going to be revised within the next few years. In the years 2010 to 2012, this will consist of more than half of our entire production portfolio. This will give us additional momentum. Profitability will improve as the new model series help us to tap into new potential. Our costs are going to decrease considerably thanks to standardization and the application of module solutions. Development and planning costs are already going down. Our long-term profitability targets, as laid out in our strategy number one, remain unchanged. In 2012, we plan to achieve a return on capital employed of 26% in the automobile segment and an EBIT-based return on sales on 8 to 10% on in the automotive segment. 2009 will be a challenging year for us, but we're fighting for every vehicle sold, for every cent, and for every employee. Dear shareholders, given the current developments, you might ask yourselves, how many manufacturers will survive the crisis? I don't have that answer. But there is one thing I know for sure. BMW Group will be one of them. Take me at my word when I say the BMW Group with its three strong premium brands will continue to have a major role in the future of global automotive industry. BMW Group, ladies and gentlemen, delivers top performance, possesses a strong fighting spirit, will create new mobility solutions for a new era. Very simply, your company has a future that is as simple as that. Thank you very much for your attention.